Good morning, it's Sultan. Today is Saturday, the 13th of April, 2013, and it's a lovely warm day in Great Yarmouth. Temperature's up to 14 at the moment. Don't know what that is in whatever it is. Low 60s, and I think it possibly would be going up a bit more. It's not cold outside at all. Got the windows open. People have been cutting grass, and the smell of cut grass is lovely. Unfortunate for people who have hay fever, but it is a really, really nice smell. So what have I been doing? Well, yesterday I came up here after work, and I have to laugh. There was a bit of toing and froing with platforms at Norwich because basically there was not a train available to take passengers to Great Yarmouth. So we were at one platform, which said the train was going to somewhere else. And so we're waiting around, and the time had gone by, and my assistant obviously had a radio, and I could hear on the radio they saying, oh yeah, it's on platform, whatever, and oh no, we don't have one for there, and that number's meant to be on that platform, and because obviously all trains have numbers. And so after all this messing about, we walked further down from the platform that we were on, so that supposedly we were going to get on the train that was coming in, and they said, oh no, that one. So it had to, but then we had to walk all the way down to another platform. All in all, it was funny. It doesn't sound funny me saying it, because obviously you had to be there to sort of experience it, but all in all, the train did leave 12 minutes late. And it makes you laugh because they say, oh, Greater Anglia apologises for any inconvenience this has caused. And you think, well, yeah, it did for some people. But I suppose the difficulty is that because everything stops and starts in Norwich, people going back from Great Yarmouth to Norwich would have got delayed. And it means that their connection to wherever probably would have been affected.
But Norwich is a bit of a transport hub, so it doesn't just affect one stop and they cock up like that.
Because as I was getting off, this guy said to the guard, oh, this is meant to go at 17 minutes past, so what is it going now? Because it obviously wasn't 17 minutes past anything when we got there, it was later. So he said, well, it's going now. He said, just get on. So he said, all right. And so that was that. Yeah, I had a good journey apart from that. My assistants fortunately met me at Norwich. Otherwise, well, all this kerfuffle with the platforms could have been a bit of a disaster. It definitely wouldn't have been funny then, because I wouldn't have been able to get on the bloody train. Just drinking my tea as I talk to you. It wasn't that bad. It was all right. So we're off to Great Yarmouth in a little while to have our lunch and enjoy the sunshine. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice to be able to open windows and not feel cold. I mean, yes, you open windows to air the place, but it's just so nice to actually open them because you want to, and it's just...
It feels nice to do it.
Mm. And as you can hear, Darren is playing Star Conquest.
Oh, I love that smell.
Cut grass.
Yeah,
it was nice. I mean, they were cutting the grass just a few minutes ago, but they're not doing it now. When I started booing, they stopped, so that's very kind of them. Yeah, they probably did.
Got tunes on tonight, folks. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I don't know what time. It has been on at 6:15, but they do change it. But the BBC would tell you, the good old Beeb. And, excuse me, Pardon me. Okay, well, I don't know what else to say. Have you got anything else to say? Oh, work was all right. The morning was pretty boring, but I ended up with absolutely loads to do in the afternoon, which is typical. Just when I need to go home, I get loads to do. Yeah, so... But Fridays always drag, because I want to get away. Yep, always the way. Okay then, folks, I'm going to upload this, and I'll do some more throughout the day, no doubt. Speak to you soon.
See ya.
When I want to be you.